You're listening to Valley Public Radio. I'm Joe Moore. Joining us in our studio today, we have Maestro Ray Hatoda of the Fresno Philharmonic joining us to talk about this Sunday's concert, which also features the concertmaster of the orchestra stepping aside from that normal role into the soloist role, Stephanie Sant'Ambrogio. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ray, I want to start with you. This concert is an interesting one in that you have, a broad slice of the classical repertoire, starting with Haydn.
Yes.
And you have the Hen and you have the Lark with this particular concert.
Yes.
Ray Vaughan Williams.
Well, and this concert has a little bit of everything. It's a very eclectic program, something for everyone. But also, what I'm thrilled about is that we're really featuring our fantastic concertmaster, Stephanie, and really featuring the orchestra. And yes, we are starting with the Hen, Symphony No. 83 by Austrian composer Haydn. And he is really the father of symphonies. You know, he wrote 104 symphonies, and he really expanded this genre for future composers like Beethoven and all the Romantic composers. And so I felt like we needed to honor him and pay a tribute to him, but also showcase the rest of the program, showcasing the orchestra in a modern way. And so we have Stephanie's concerto that we are doing. We're doing two pieces featuring Stephanie in the soloistic role. And then we end with a Ginastera Variaciones Concertantes.
So before we get into talking about those pieces, let's talk about both of you. You've gotten to know each other over the last 2 years now.
Yeah.
Stephanie, I'll start with you. What was your initial impression of Maestro Hatoda? And then how has your relationship grown?
Well, I was just impressed with her incredible clear beat and her amazing musicality, and it was just so easy to play with her. It was one of the easiest transitions I think I've ever had. So I've really enjoyed working with her. We actually sometimes even stay in the same place when we're in Fresno. We have wonderful hosts that host us both a lot of times. So we've had a really good time. And actually, I've worked with female music conductors in the past, but I've never been under a music director who was a female. And it's just been really fun. The energy and the rapport that we seem to have is really fun.
And Ray, what about the rapport from your perspective from the podium the other way?
Absolutely. Well, I feel that the concertmaster is my right-hand person. And I have to feel that there's a good relationship, that I can trust her and she can trust me. And immediately I sense that this incredible professionalism, her background with the various orchestras she's worked with, that she's bringing to this orchestra has been phenomenal for this organization and for this Philharmonic.
Now, I was just going to say, I think that it's we both have the same goal when we go to rehearsal, which is to make the orchestra sound the very best it can. And so that's sort of the unifying feature with us.
How interesting is it from your perspective to have this opportunity to emerge from the concertmaster's chair to the soloist chair?
Well, I did this a lot in my previous job as concertmaster of the San Antonio Symphony. I was there for 13 years, and I was very blessed in that every year they would ask me to play a concerto with the orchestra. So I usually played regular concertos like Beethoven, Mozart, Mendelssohn, Sibelius, etc. But before Ray was even hired, actually, when we were still in the middle of the search, they were starting to do some of the programming. And so Stephen Wilson had asked if I'd like to play a piece. And I said, well, I wouldn't mind playing a couple smaller pieces, because the soloists that they bring in, such as Jennifer Goh last set, those soloists will always play a concerto. And so there's a lot of repertoire that the public doesn't always get to hear that are smaller pieces. And the Lark Ascending is a piece that's very, very dear to my heart, and one of the first pieces I played with orchestra, and also coincidentally was the first piece that my husband heard me perform. I think maybe that's why he fell in love with me partly. But so that piece was already sort of decided before the music director was chosen, and so I think that might have been the inspiration for Ray choosing the Hen for the Haydn in the first half. And then she asked me what other piece I'd like to do, so that it was closer to 20, 30 minutes of being the soloist. And so I gave her a couple choices, and she wasn't familiar, I don't think, with the Foss, right? But she said, let me listen and see what I think. And she chose the three American pieces, which I'm really thrilled about because I really enjoy playing these.
What is it about that piece that you particularly enjoy?
Well, it's just so American. And since I'm American, it feels good. And it's they're very diverse, the three movements. They're tricky rhythmically. But that's never a problem with Ray. She's amazing rhythmic prowess. So I love it. It's very American. You'll hear Turkey in the Straw in the last movement, and you'll hear other American tunes that sound familiar. So it's a really, really fun piece. And it's a very athletic piece compared to the Lark Ascending, which is very elegant and smooth and inspirational and atmospheric.
Ray, when you hear someone say you have rhythmic prowess, how does that make you feel? Is this something you've worked on?
She really does.
Oh, I think being a pianist has, you know, helped me with that a lot on the podium. And just I just think that it's something that comes natural for me. So I appreciate that and love doing rhythmic pieces in that way. And so it's fun for me to do challenging works, and I've this will be the first time that I'm conducting the Foss. But when I looked into more of who he was really an incredible conductor and music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic and Milwaukee Symphony. And so his pieces are fantastic, and I think they're not performed enough. And so this was a great way to showcase him as a composer. But what's interesting, I read up on an interview that he did with someone. He talked about conducting, and he would conduct scores from, you know, memory. He would conduct the Beethoven symphonies from memory. And someone asked him, so, you know, why don't you conduct your pieces from memory? And he's like, oh, I've spent thousands of hours composing that. Why would I want to spend thousands more hours memorizing it?
Oh, that's fascinating. And any thoughts on the Ray Vaughan Williams, the Lark Ascending?
Yes, I think he's a very amazing composer. I mean, he collected folk songs. And one of the things he wanted to project in his compositions was that music is for everyone. Everyone should have access to music. And so his compositions, I find, are very, very much... You can take it in so easily when you hear it. And the Lark Ascending, especially recalling the bird. Really, the soloist is the bird flying through amongst the wilderness. And we're the orchestra, and we're kind of walking on this path with this beautiful bird. And you hear it immediately at the very opening of this piece, this soloist projecting, you know, bird calls.
Well, yeah, I think I read that the skylark, when it goes way up in the air, it tries to distract the other birds from going into their nests, and so it protects their nest by flying higher and higher and ascending up, and it sings as it's ascending up into the heavens, so to speak. So that was sort of the inspiration from this poem by George Meredith that Vaughan Williams was very familiar with, that is demonstrated in this piece.
Going back to the performance aspect here, will you approach this concert in your routine differently than you would a normal Philharmonic concert where you're just the concertmaster?
Well, I get to wear a fancy dress in the first half. I definitely have a different mindset. You know, I try to be more soloistic, you know, emerging, not blending in with the orchestra, but trying to always project above the orchestra. And trying to be as musically, I'm not sure what the right word is, but I want to be compelling in my interpretation of my work. And I'm not trying to just play with everybody else, so to speak. If anything, I'm trying to lead how we're interpreting the pieces.
And Ray, there's also one other piece in the program. Tell us about that.
Yes. So we are featuring a South American composer, so some Latin music in the second half. And what's interesting is that I like this parallel between Ginastera and Vaughan Williams. You know, they both collected folk songs, and the Argentine feeling is in this piece. And so you'll hear the malambo at the very end of the variations. And the whole concert really features the orchestra, and this piece at the end features so many of the principal players of this orchestra in a soloistic role. And it's kind of like the modern version of a concerto for orchestra, but with this kind of Spanish sound to it. It's fantastic. But, you know, I think of virtuoso in so many different ways. You know, virtuoso is somebody who's really mastered their instrument. And it's not necessarily fast and loud. And so there are elements of variations in this Genicera piece that are slow and contemplative, but very difficult for the instruments, solo instruments to play. We have a bass solo, so listen for that in this piece. But the winds are playing really fast and brilliantly, and as you would think of as a virtuosic player. But you know, it's just a brilliant piece, and I think it really lends itself to, again, featuring the orchestra.
Considering that, what have you learned in this last year just about the orchestra, about the people, about the community? What has this last year been like?
Oh, it's been amazing. I just feel like the wind is on my back, because I feel this community has really embraced me into their community so welcomingly, and the orchestra has been fantastic, and all the different programming that we've done, really eclectic programs this season, and they've really stepped up and been excited about the programs. And what's great is that we're all coming together, you know, in this one Sunday afternoon. I feel like there's this incredible community that really wants to support the Philharmonic, but not just support it, but be excited about it.
I would also say that I think Ray has brought the level of this orchestra up. I remember at the last set that we did, when we had our dress rehearsal of the John Adams piece, my jaw dropped when we finished it, because I was so impressed with how it went. I mean, it sounded like a top orchestra in this country. It was absolutely flawless. And rhythmically, it's very difficult. And she didn't miss a beat. I mean, it was amazing. But I really thought she is bringing this level of this orchestra up. We want to please her because we love what she's doing on the podium. And so the energy that we're all feeling this season has been palpable.
You mentioned you want to please her as a member of the orchestra. Is that something that's common necessarily?
Well,
not so much in the Fresno Philharmonic, but just in general?
most of the time. But I think we're really inspired by her, and that makes a difference. I hear it in the orchestra. I really do hear it in every instrument. I really hear it.
And the audience can hear it as well. Again, this concert taking place Sunday at 3:00 at the William Saroyan Theater in downtown Fresno. The Virtuoso Orchestra, Ray Hatoda, and Stephanie Sanambrosio. Stephanie, the concertmaster for the orchestra, taking half of the concert to perform as violin soloist with these works, including music by Vaughan Williams and Haydn and Fosk and Ginastera. That's all coming up on Sunday. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us.
Thank you,
Joe.